This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Arvini Brunch
and Christine Wong.
As usual, it's us three going to be giving you some talking topics and debate stuff all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We have a poll running over on Twitter so far at BFM Radio, and we're talking about preparing Malaysia for an aging population. Now, while Malaysia is fast becoming a developed nation, it will also become an aging nation by 2030. With more than 14% of the population being senior citizens. So what needs to be done to prepare the nation for an aging population? Where and how will we live? What about access to healthcare and public transport? And what do we need to do to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-not? That's what we'll be discussing today. We're also going to be discussing a whole bunch of other stuff regarding AT&T as well.
Mm-hmm. AT&T and their sort of like spin-off merger with Discovery. Mm-hmm.
And then?
A little bit of news about the eBelia program for the Malaysian youth.
Excellent stuff. And if you want to get in touch, as usual, you can get us via Twitter. We're at BFM Radio, where the poll is running and the options for our question, which is, what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia's transition into an aging nation in 2030. These are the options.
The options are accommodation or facilities, healthcare, technology, or something else.
Same question is asked over on Instagram, though there's no poll over there. And of course, if you want to get in the discussion, it's 018-789-8899. We've already got a few responses already. Now, this topic of senior living has been widely discussed in Malaysia over the last decade. And this is largely due to the fact that whilst Malaysia is fast becoming this developed nation, as we've discussed, it will also be an aging nation by 2030. With more than 14% of the population being senior citizens. Now, according to Rain and Horn International, Zaki and partners in Dairy Mahad, this figure will increase to 23% by 2050, owing to the increase in the life expectancy rate with the help of modern medical treatments. Right now, the Department of Statistics Malaysia claims that there are more than 2.3 million Malaysians that are aged 65 and above. That's 2.34 million. And if you're wondering what the official age is to be considered a senior citizen, the National Policy on Senior Citizens defines senior citizens as those aged 60 and above. But there has been a proposal by the National Senior Citizens Advisory and Consultative Council last year to amend the definition to 65 and above. So Malaysia will be an aging population in 9 years' time. But are we prepared for this? Property consultants note that the growing aging population and the declining younger population also mean a greater demand for dedicated senior care facilities in Malaysia. Many of these facilities have been mushrooming in the Klang Valley in recent years, and some of these facilities are modern, purpose-built senior living facilities for independent living and assisted living. Now, as the name suggests, independent senior living facilities are for senior citizens who do not require assistance for daily activities, but the facilities come with services like dining, housekeeping, social programs, and a concierge. And on the other hand, assisted senior living facilities are for those who cannot live independently because of medical reasons. Now, according to an article in The Edge, senior living facilities in Malaysia are mostly run by the private sector, non-profit organisations and government welfare homes. Those run by the government welfare homes and non-profit organisations are mostly operating at full capacity and have a long waiting list of applicants. We're also seeing a new trend recently, retirement villages, which sound fairly cool in my idea. Mm-hmm. While it's not a new concept, property consultants say developing retirement villages may be a challenge in Malaysia. And they talk about the challenges in developing and managing retirement homes include the relatively higher risk involved, the lack of policy support, the need for a suitable business model, and annuity and transfer issues upon death. Some of the existing retirement villages are also not driven by market demand if you consider what they cost and where they're located. There's also a need for regulation when it comes to retirement villages in Malaysia, as there needs to be a new zoning category as well as age-related restrictions for such projects. And that's just what we need to fix in the next decade when it comes to where our aging population will live and the facilities they'll need. So what about that idea? I mean, we've spoken about this before, mm-hmm. and a couple of the things that we've spoken about is stuff like converting malls and unused spaces to areas that can be used for the elderly people. What about your suggestions? What do you think about this?
I'm just looking at this from like an access point of view, like accessibility for senior citizens. Like we talk about the facilities we have and public transport and just giving senior citizens independence to be independent, you know. And I'm thinking about someone like my grandpa who can't get to a hospital without the help of my uncle who needs to go and like fetch him because there's just nothing that he can tap into from his point of view that will get him from point A to point B. So he needs to depend on someone else, even though he's been fairly independent most of his life. So I'm looking at it from that point of view and thinking like, you know, how senior friendly are we as a country? And you're saying that 14% of the population is going to be aged in 2030, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, how senior friendly are we and how much are we doing to give them that independence that they need, you know?
I mean, in terms of accessibility as well, I agree with you, Arvind. We're not equipped, you know. There are plenty of stories about, you know, people, especially senior citizens who have not left their homes in years because their apartment buildings don't have lifts, for example, right? Or, you know, wheelchair ramps that are, you know, not properly made or are leading into stairs for some reason.
Even the streets
are not equipped for, like, pedestrians, stuff like that. I'm also thinking about the fact that we don't really have a very well-connected public transport system as well. So even to get to, let's say, a bus stop or a train station, you have to walk or drive, which is not kind of defeats the purpose, right?
But let's have a look at some of the... Yeah, we're seeing the conditions and long waiting periods at government hospitals for the elderly. Sometimes their checkups are in one building and then they'll have to go all the way to the other side of the hospital or into another building to collect their meds. Or even worse, they'll have to come back and wait again the next day at the pharmacy. You know, obviously there's a better way of doing things like this. And public transport, like you say, Arf, you know, have you ever noticed how more often than not the people waiting at the bus stops or taxi stands are the elderly? Which of course then leads us to stuff like tech. We've seen how the elderly have struggled to use QR codes and My Sejahtera over the course of this pandemic. You know, signing up for vaccinations is still an issue. Mm-hmm. And I know this is an issue that I've tried to deal with over the last few days for somebody who's not so familiar with tech. You know, and finally, you know, do people even have enough to retire? You know, EPF says most retirees use up what they have within 5 years. And how do we address, the have-nots?
Yeah.
These are huge discussion points, not something, you know, easy. So what we're asking folks is for your suggestions as well. What areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? Let us know. These are the options.
The options are accommodation of facilities, healthcare, technology, or something else.
Get voting on those, of course, over on Twitter at BFM Radio. And if you want to get in touch via Instagram, it's the same handle. And get us on WhatsApp as well, 018-789-8899, if you want to send us a message. We'll have that read out in a few minutes. Bit of Jamiroquai up next with All Right. And when we come back, we have a guest. It's Nick Marion, Nick Ahmad Kamal, Senior VP for Investment for Khazanah Nasional Berhad, also the person leading the Aging Services Track for KIIC, which is the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge. All coming up after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Christine Wong,
Arvind Yavraj.
Today, we're asking you what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation by 2030? Fast becoming a developed nation, but we're also become an aging nation by 2030 with more than 14% of the population being senior citizens. What needs to be done to prepare the nation for an aging population? Where and how will we live? What about access to healthcare and public transport? What do we need to do to bridge this gap between the haves and the have-nots? These are the questions that we're asking you. The poll numbers, please, Arv.
The poll numbers are at 41.5% saying healthcare, 33.1% saying accommodation or facilities, 19.7% saying technology, and 5.6% saying something else. A few messages, a few tweets. This is from Blue Hoodie, who says, we need a good basic road infrastructure. Everything else is good for the country, but our roads are still very bad. Tiba says, we need affordable elderly care facilities, which includes accommodation plus nursing or healthcare facilities, avenues to earn to sustain themselves, and funding for those who have insufficient retirement funds. Sivanandi says, ideally, the development of the care economy, which would encompass all of the above, plus labor, plus systems, plus institutions, plus processes that are supportive.
Chris, what have we got over on Instagram?
On On Instagram, Caden Chia says facilities and healthcare, definitely. Danish Kenobi says handicap accommodation, youth facilities, and mental health care as well. Mental health is actually very important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ovi Vaughn says healthcare. I think this is supposed to be a joke, but I'm not entirely disagreeing with it. Diarrhea says 5-star retirement resorts in Penang. Just saying.
Well, yeah. I'd happily sign up for that if I had the funds. We have a message over on Instagram as well from Ro.
You mean on WhatsApp?
Sorry, I meant WhatsApp, yes. Ro, I've not heard from you in a while. Ro has said, wasn't so long ago we had a 90-plus-year-old prime minister. Just increased the retirement age to 90 and will immediately raise our retiree issue. My old man is 81 and still works 12 hours a day, unlike his son. Thanks for that, Ro, for those insights there. Keep them coming, ladies and gents. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram, as per usual, at BFM Radio. Now, while we're on the topic of preparing the nation for an ageing population, we have with us on the line right now Nick Marianne, Nick Abar Kamal, Senior VP for Investment at Khazanah National Berhad, also the person leading the ageing services track for KIIC, which is the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge. So they're calling for impact business proposals from the public to scale up affordable services that support Malaysia's aging community. So the KIIC seeks innovative, non-technological or technology-enabled solutions that provide affordable care and support for this community. The winner or winners of KIIC stand a chance to receive an award of up to 300,000 ringgit, each in project development grant and potential follow-on investment by Khazanah. So we thought we'd get in touch with Nick Marianne to talk to us about this focus on ageing services and how they hope this will help prepare the nation for 2030. So of all the issues plaguing the country, why are you focusing on the elderly?
Khazanah is looking at several issues such as renewable energy, food security, and ageing society, to name a few. These different issues will be approached differently depending on the proposed solution and only if there is a role for Khazanah to play. So the ageing society issue is important for Malaysia because by 2045, Malaysia is projected to become an aged society. About 15% of the population will be aged 65 years and above, and this is about 5.7 million people. So yeah, culturally, we are a society that cares for our elderly. But you know, lifestyles of the older and younger generation are evolving. More and more seniors want to live independently. They want their own space, they want to go about their own activities, but they still need some form of assistance. Family structures are evolving. Families are becoming smaller and children live further away from their parents for work purposes. This is in addition to other socioeconomic factors that we estimate close to 10% of the Malaysian senior community in the future may live on their own, and some may be unable to afford the necessary care to age comfortably. A 2019 statistic by EPF shows that only about a third of its members will have savings of 228,000 ringgit to support basic needs for 20 years post-retirement. You know, additionally, most aging services are centered in large cities. So while demand for aging services is expected to grow, there are not many services today that give people the choice to age at home and that are catered to the middle income. So in our opinion, more can be done in the service sector for the elderly. And that's why we've chosen to focus our effort for the aging society issue, to enhance aging services for Malaysians in making it more accessible and affordable. Aging services is a very niche area, and we felt that the best way to go about this is to work with people experienced in the field with unique ideas on how we can achieve this while concurrently building a sustainable business. Hence, we launched a public process for a call of ideas called the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge.
Mm-hmm. So what areas do the aging need more assistance in right now?
Policies and regulations governing the aging industry, especially around services and facilities, is still immature in Malaysia. For example, high standards of hospitals are imposed on aging facilities and making the services costly. Those who don't meet the standards simply don't register, and this makes it difficult to properly govern them. But, you know, people still do obtain services from these unregistered providers because the price point meets their needs. Second, funding for aging services is a very important piece. Insurance today doesn't cover long-term care, while coverage for post-hospitalization care still very thin. And finally, there needs to be more services that cater to the middle income. The elderly services today cost around 5,000 ringgit a month on average. This is basically all of the gross household income of the M40s of 5,000 a month.
And what about 10 years from now? What are the critical areas that need to be addressed now to prepare for the 2030s?
10 years from now, funding will continue to be a critical area that needs to be looked at. Although the EPF, private retirement scheme, and annuities are means to save for retirement, not everyone has an EPF account. So insurance is one of the other ways to fund aging services, but we should still explore other ways of funding. Second, we need to ensure a consistent supply of carers. If we're successful at building more aging service companies, we would also have built a demand for carers. Now, learning from the Japan experience, we need to ensure that the right perception is built around this job, in that it is seen as a position as respectful as a nurse.
Okay, how did Kazana, Magic, and Endeavor get together on this project?
So Kazana is specifically looking for proposals from experienced business owners that we can immediately test and scale. We will award up to 6 businesses a grant of 300,000 each to execute their idea. And we will monitor these businesses for up to 12 months based on specific milestones. So the 12 months will be an intense period of monitoring the winning businesses on their financial and impact targets, while also assisting them to scale successfully. We have therefore enlisted Endeavor to assist us in this process and also to tap into Endeavor's wide mentor network to help the businesses scale. But we also want to support early stage ideas, which is where Magic comes in. We believe that Magic has the infrastructure to support and build the capacity of these young ventures.
So do all participants already have a business, or can it be just a seed of an idea at the moment?
Kazana is looking for new solutions or concepts that will help reduce the burden and challenges of aging. The solutions could be service models that assist the elderly to age in place, i.e. to enable Malaysians to age in their own home or within their current community with access to health and care services. Solutions should address the needs of the middle income community, needs to be affordable and expendable in Malaysia. It could be a technology-enabled solution or a non-technology-enabled solution. It could be other services that also address the problem. For example, other ancillary services, financing services, or services that reduce the cost of healthcare for the aged in general. At minimum, we're looking for participants with a financial history of 12 months. Kazana will be focused on supporting those with at least a 3-year operational history, while Magic will be looking into businesses with a financial history of 12 months and above. Applicants must deliver measurable impact for Malaysians in and around Klang Valley and a profitable business opportunity.
Right. So do you feel the MCO and pandemic will affect participation and entries? Why or why not?
We don't think that the MCO will affect participation. In fact, some have already submitted their proposals. Recently, we had our first Ask Me Anything session. This is intended for potential applicants to pose any questions they may have about the challenge, and the session was viewed by almost 100 people. The next session will be on the 1st of June from 3 to 4 p.m. We've had about 500 unique visitors to our site daily since the launch on May 4th. We are very encouraged by the amount of interest we've received so far, including the number of queries we receive through email on a daily basis. We just hope that this momentum will continue until the deadline on June 7th. So for those listening in and are interested to know more about the Kazana Impact Innovation Challenge, they can find more information on our challenge site at www.kazana.com.my/KIIC.
Okay, so the grand prize is 300,000 ringgit in a grant. What are the other prizes?
We're looking to support up to 6 businesses with a project development grant of up to 300,000 ringgit each on ideas that can assist us to achieve our goal to enhance aging services in Malaysia. After 12 months, we have the option to make a follow-on investment in the most successful company. Businesses also have the opportunity to tap into the networks of Magic and Endeavor if they meet the respective requirements of these organizations.
Thanks very much. That was Nick Marian, Nick Ahmad Kamal, Senior VP for Investment at Khazanah National Berhad. Also the person leading the aging services track for the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge. As you heard, head over to their website for more information. If you'd like to give us your thoughts on our poll, the question is, what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? You can let us know. We'll give you an update on the numbers when we come back after the break. We've got some more messages on WhatsApp and on Instagram. To take us into a break, a little bit of Bruce Springsteen with Working on the Highway. We'll be back in around 3 minutes on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.